Welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Kennedy, and you tune in today because you're sick of trying every fad diet under the sun and training yourself into the ground without seeing any results. That's why I'm here, to share the most effective ways to eat and train for sustainable and real results. Hey guys, welcome back to this week's episode of the show. Got a big one for you today as I had the opportunity to dive a little deeper into the mindset of an AFL athlete. I sat down with Tommy Bug and we had a really good discussion and I got a lot out of it. I think even Tommy got a little bit out of it as well, which was great. So you guys are going to enjoy today's show. Make sure you stick around for this week's social media question of the week at the end of the episode. Now enjoy the interview. All right, Tommy, thanks heaps for joining the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast, mate. It's good to have you in.
Pleasure to be here.
So guys, as I mentioned in the intro today, what I want to basically kind of focus on is more so mindset. Tommy's been in the AFL for 7 years now. Obviously, as an elite athlete and professional athlete, so today I want to dig a bit deeper into the whole mindset around in-season, pre-season, off-season, as a junior, and all that good stuff as well. So we'll just make it more of a bit of a conversation. I think we'll work best. So let's kick things off, mate, with what age did you really think it was kind of possible that you'd play AFL?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. So when I was younger, I used to play basketball. So I played all different types of sports, basketball, netball, badminton at one stage. I was doing everything. But realistically, probably at about 10, I remember thinking, like, I want to make this my job. Like, I didn't have any other fallback plan, I guess. Like, yeah. I mean, everyone always used to say to me, school, but I did okay in school, but my main focus was just on football.
Yeah. And as a junior, do you reckon confidence was one of, was it a strength, or were you kind of just, it is what it is, and then you kind of, did you, like, before games and big games and stuff like that, did you get all hyped up about it, or were you pretty laid back with it all?
No, I was pretty hyped up. Like, footy was everything to me when I was growing up. I remember, yeah, before big, I always wanted to perform in the big games, but self-confidence was huge, and I think it's something you probably lose as you get older.
Yeah.
With so many other distractions. But I remember being young, I remember just rocking up to games knowing what I was going to do.
Yeah, cool. So over the last like few years, like, I started to do a bit of work with a few AFL guys in the off season, and I know, like, me coming into even those sessions, there was especially guys like, obviously not trying to name drop or anything like that, but like guys like Pendles and that, when I first met him, I was a bit nervous coming into it. So I imagine you stepping into the AFL, how was your mindset coming into the first pre-season when you're basically training and playing with guys that you've watched on TV growing up?
Yeah, it was interesting for me because I went to the Giants, so we were a startup club.
Yeah, that's right, true.
Yeah, so I was there as a 17-year-old, but we still had guys like Kevin Sheedy was our coach. Our first year, the captains were James McDonald and Luke Parker. So
okay, yeah.
We had guys like that around, which was cool because I grew up watching Luke Power in the Brisbane days. But there was a lot of guys my age, so I remember coming into it, it was really different. It was I in my head I was expecting to play, like I was putting in the work so then I could play.
Yeah.
So it was a shock to the system because, I mean, going to another club you probably don't have that expectation to play. Or I know a lot of guys my age that went to different clubs didn't.
Yeah.
But I know that for me, and it was like 40 guys going at 18 years of age, it was like I'm competing against them for spots. So I remember just thinking that just drove me every day of preseason.
Yeah, and when you eventually did get your opportunity to play in the ones, obviously in the AFL, pretty big crowds. Like, what was the biggest crowd you played in front of before the AFL?
I remember we played, Caulfield one day. Like, the APS competition worked as if there was no grand final. I went to Caulfield Grammar.
Yeah.
There was no grand final, but it happened that we were playing Wesley in the last game, and it was for the
top spot.
Yeah, for the top spot.
Yeah,
so
sweet.
I was actually playing Toby Green at the time.
Yeah, right.
Me and him had a few scuffles and ended up playing together at Giants, but we they beat us by 11 points, and I think there was 4,000 or 5,000 there, which was huge.
That's huge,
like,
yeah,
that's 4 or 5 times. Like, I'd only probably played in front of 500 before that.
Yeah. One problem that not so much a problem, but something that I know a lot of junior athletes and even senior athletes, like, you see it a lot in professional sport, struggle with is big games in front of big crowds and just getting too nervous and completely kind of almost like losing that confidence in the ability that they obviously have. Is there anything that you do before big games to really calm yourself down and come out and just play footy like you obviously know how?
Yeah, probably with time. I was starting to master that skill, but when I was younger, it came really naturally. Just because, I guess, my ability, I just backed my talent in and how hard I'd worked. But over time now, since I've found that it all comes with the preparation before, so what we're doing now pre-season, extras that I'm doing and the quality of training I'm doing, that gives me peace of mind knowing when I go out play, you know, this year that I've done the work. So I'm not nervous about that I didn't do enough training or anything. That's all set in stone, and then it's just about going to perform.
Yeah, good. And kind of leads us into the next question I had is with kind of, I guess, your maturity, obviously you've obviously gotten older, but do you reckon your maturity's changed at all, like your approach to the AFL or maybe even things you might do off-field now compared to when you started?
Yeah, definitely.
And if, sorry to interrupt you, but if so, was there like a turning point or a point where you kind of just said, you know, I really need to focus, or if you needed to, I don't know?
Yeah, definitely matured over time. Really lucky when I grew up that that dad, or if I needed new football boots, I got new football boots. If I needed to go to a different school, like I went to a different school, I ended up going to Caulfield. You know, we always found a way to get the best of the best, and I'm really thankful for that with dad. But it was a double-edged sword because although I was very grateful for everything I got, I think it built this habit in me, which I've only been able to change recently, where I just expected things to happen without putting in the work.
Yeah.
So... although I've got new boots and all that, I kind of wish dad made it a bit harder for me to get those things and actually work hard to create those strong behaviours at a young age. But yeah, so probably, you know, I'm really good at, if I have an obstacle or a challenge, I'm very good at overcoming it, and I just believe myself I can do it. But what would happen is I would play some really good footy over 4 or 5 weeks, get comfortable, and then go out of the side.
Okay.
And then I'd work really hard to get back in. I'd do all right for a month or so, and then I'd drop back out of the side. So I repeated that cycle, and eventually that probably cost me a consistent spot at the Giants, and essentially I ended up being out of contract and coming back to Melbourne, and my first year at Melbourne was really strong, but still inconsistent still. I could still see some inconsistencies now when I look back, and then was fortunate enough... I was just driving home one day, and I used to always aspire to be, you know, have richer relationships, to be wealthier, or all those type of things. So I'd drive past, you know, expensive cars or expensive houses, and always think, you know, how?
Yeah.
Not in an envious way or jealous way, just wanted to know more about how it all happened. Yeah. So one day I just stopped and pulled over next to a guy that was in a Lamborghini, and He basically just wanted to ask his story, and he's very successful in his own right, and he spent 45 minutes with me that day going through mindset, and I'd never really thought about mindset at all. So that kind of changed everything that I how I view everything now. So that was 2 years ago now, and I think from that day to now I've grown so much in terms of you know, my work ethic, my purpose, ability to connect with different people and new people, since then, I think my football's got more consistent, my lifestyle's got more consistent, and yeah, that's definitely helped me mature over these years.
Yeah, that's unreal. And you met, so when you were a junior, did you play any state stuff?
Yeah, so as a junior, I played representative, so for your league. Then from there, played state, and then from there, played AIS, which is Australian
sport. Yeah, so I'm assuming from that, you didn't really miss out on too many sides?
Nah, I played in pretty much every side that was possible.
Yeah, awesome. So for people that are listening now, so like my audience is pretty broad, but I'm sure there's people listening now that are in a similar boat, and they're at that younger age now, they're making sides, they're finding things relatively comfortable. What advice would you have to them? Like if you could go back now, and like you said before, you kind of wish that there might have been a few things early on that did set you back, so then you had to change that mindset. What would you say to someone that's listening that has been finding it pretty comfortable so far?
Yeah, what I would say would be to keep pushing yourself. I think... especially in AFL, these days it's more demanding than ever. So being able to use both sides of your feet and hands, skills on both sides of your body, and then also being able to play different positions. So not getting comfortable if you're a dominating full forward, also learning how to play back, also learning how to play midfield, because there's nothing. What do you got to do when you're coming to a side is add value, and if you can add value, then you're gonna be you're gonna have a long career. And I think, with that, you're adding more value from the more positions you can play. So,
yeah, 100%.
That's what I've been trying to do over the last couple of years as well.
Yeah, awesome. And obviously, with an AFL athlete, and it's very similar with a lot of sports, but I reckon AFL is probably up there at the top of this list. It seems to be that the whole year is pretty much full time, even though you have an off season. The off season's not that long, then you go into pre season, which is huge, and then you play the season. So it's pretty consuming. So, how do you differ your differ your mindset, I guess, from off-season to pre-season and in-season, especially since you've had kind of that moment where you've changed your whole mindset around everything?
Yeah, definitely. When I first got into footy at a young age, away from home, so didn't have mum or dad to cook, so you learn all those different skills and you take away a lot from it. You take away independence. With the mindset and now these days, you know, that from 2 years ago, when you find that the finite purpose,
yep.
that you know, everything else comes easier. So if football's my number one thing in my life, then everything revolves around that. Whether I, you know, if I go out on the weekend, if I, what I'm going to put in my mouth to eat, who yep. I'm hanging around with, if it's all around footy, then, you know, it's easy. Like,
yeah.
it's not even a thought. But back when I was 18, 19, 20, had other things going on, I was more interested in, you know, heading out or where am I going to go away for off-season, where now it's like, off-season comes around, I don't look at it as like an on-season. It's like, where am I going to get my advantage?
Yeah.
All my trips are planned around having a facility where I can actually train. So
okay.
that's the different mindset I have now.
Yeah, so post-season, do you take a bit of time to let the body kind of recover and have a bit of downtime, or do you basically try and maintain, or if not, like you said, just improve straight away? Because it is a long year.
Yeah, definitely.
I think physically you got to have a bit of a break. So what's your kind of approach?
Yeah, it's a really long year. So, yeah, definitely like a week or two off.
Yeah.
I still like to get weights in because naturally I'm a pretty lean lean person. So, but with the running side of things, being cardiovascular, that comes natural to me. So I can lay off running for a couple of weeks.
Get back into it pretty quick.
And it not affect me. But, so I pretty much have 1 to 2 weeks off and then it's back into it. And when I say back into it, doesn't mean I'm doing 5 days a week, but it might be, you know, my diet's back in shape or...
Just getting back into some structured routine.
Getting a routine, getting up at, you know, 6 a.m. and doing the same things that what I normally do, so...
Yeah, so I've been seeing a bit on social media lately. Obviously, you're living with Mitch now, Mitch Orville. And a couple of things I kind of want to go through now. So, one, you look at some of the most successful people and the very recurring pattern that you hear is that they believe that, the small amount of people that you surround yourself with is kind of the product of yourself. Do you believe in that?
I'm a huge believer in that you're product of your environment. So surrounding yourself with motivated people and people that make you better, I think that's really important.
Yeah, and so myself over the past kind of 12 to 18 months, I've really started getting into meditation and really big now on morning routine. So for me, like, I'll get up, I'll meditate, write down my daily goals, go back and visit my goals for short term, long term. And then start my day from there. So do you have a morning routine or some form of routine that you'd like to follow day in, day out now that kind of gets you in the right mindset for the day?
Yeah, I do. I think it's really important to have something like a daily ritual that gets you up. And I don't meditate every day, but at the club we have two full-time psychs now. So
okay.
And they run us, and mindfulness coaches as well. So, you know, we do a lot of stuff around the mind and even brain recovery as soon as we finish games or exercise.
Yeah, right.
But in terms of
that, what does that involve?
Oh, it's basically just shutting your body off. So as soon as we finish, we'll go back in the rooms and basically do, meditation for 10 or so minutes just to switch your brain off, which actually helps me sleep a lot better than I used to.
Yeah, because you hear a lot of guys say after games that it's white, like just can't get to sleep.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I usually am like. But since I've been doing this, I've had really good sleeps after games, and you can tell even the next day the body's feeling better. And in terms of daily rituals, I'll get it's a bit of a weird one, but I watch like Tony Robbins a fair bit, and
awesome.
he gets in the plunge pool and he does his bouncing on his trampoline. But mine isn't that. I do 25 star jumps and then I do some 25 deep breaths.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
So that the theory behind that is just getting my body going straight away. So I literally roll out of bed and do that straight away. So,
have you ever tried the Wim Hof method?
Is that the breathing technique?
Yeah.
No, I actually haven't.
I'll send you through a link after this to a podcast episode with Lewis House where he had Wim Hof on. I got really intrigued by his stuff. He's done a lot of like world records in cold weather. So like ice cold weather, like running marathons and shit like that with no shoes and just in shorts and all this type of crazy stuff. And his breathing technique takes a couple minutes in the morning and it's basically there to prime you for the day ahead, I guess. It's been shown to really drop cortisol levels and do all this crazy shit with your hormones and stuff like that. It's really cool. So I'll send you a link. And the other guy I was going to mention is, have you ever listened to already any of Robin Sharma's books?
I haven't, no.
Or his podcast.
No, I haven't.
I'll send you a link to his as well.
Definitely.
It's very, very similar kind of mindset, I guess, and approach to Tony Robbins, and he's all about mindset and getting yourself in the right kind of flow state to attack today. So I'll send you that after this.
Pumped.
Yeah, real good. A question I wanted to ask you, and this is something I want to start asking more athletes coming up, is who do you idolize anyone from other sports that you may have taken bits and pieces from and added it to your own habits, whether it's in the off season or game day or just in life in general?
Yeah, definitely. I love watching other sports to see how they apply themselves. Ours is a pretty unique sport because it's so dynamic. It's so you're doing so many different skills, where if you look at something like basketball, you can go and practice for 2 hours, you're shooting, and it doesn't really affect the body too much. Whereas if we go for a kick or we go for a,
it's marking, pretty demanding. Yeah,
it's a pretty demanding sport. But I love watching Fed, so Roger Federer. Love watching his stuff. Love watching LeBron James. That was another kind of turning point when I watched LeBron. This is about 2 years ago as well, when I met that guy. Just before that, I saw LeBron and they come back from 3-1 down in that series, and they've been done before. Just him, like that, when they won, and he just dropped to the ground and started crying, and I just realised that I'd never really had that moment with my footy, and that started making me ask questions of why, and that's because I'd never put in that amount of work. So it's good. I think even that, like, I mean, it's just seeing like someone like him and his stature to still feel that, makes him feel a bit more human, and makes it, you can definitely take something out of like that.
Might be a weird question, but do you reckon you're now, like in the past couple of years, you reckon you're a bit more emotionally invested now?
Yeah, definitely.
As well as physically, obviously putting in the work in the off season and during the season and stuff, but emotionally as well, do you reckon you're a bit more invested?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I mean, in terms of the footy stuff, like when I'm there and I'm trying to learn and get better every single day, if things don't turn out exactly how you think they are, it's definitely pulls on the heartstrings a bit more. But the one thing I've learned in this whole journey is just being grateful for what you got and being happy. So, even though things don't turn out exactly how you expect them to at the time, being grateful for that opportunity and that experience, and it's ultimately going to make you better for your next experience. So you move on pretty quickly with things.
Yeah, 100%. I was actually, obviously you probably would have seen on the news last night and today how Cady Brennan got suspended for the game this weekend. So kind of similar to what you were saying just then, I actually shot her a text this morning and just said, obviously it's devastating if she misses out in the grand final, but as hard as it is at the time, and this is something I've been trying to work on as well, is when you have something that's obviously disappointing, is somehow trying to find a positive out of it and then move on. I reckon post that, your ability to stay positive in those times is so much stronger.
Yeah, definitely. And it's a decision, like, if you let everything get the best of you, then it's going to end up worse than what it is. But if you take that decision and you make that decision, that it's not going to affect you and you're going to be better off for it. Like, it's devastating for Katie to miss the week and
100%.
The grand final. I got suspended for 6 weeks last year, so
yeah.
I know the feeling, but I let it affect me for 4 or 5 days properly, where it affected my daily habits and all that. And then I made a decision that, nothing else was going to change it now. It's set in stone and just to move on.
Focus on what you can control.
Focus on what you control, so...
Perfect. Mate, is there been anyone that you reckon's had the biggest influence on your career so far, whether it's someone from your family or might be an athlete like LeBron or something like that? There may not be.
Biggest influence, I'd have to say mum and dad, just for what they did for me at a young age. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them, in terms of taking the basketball. I was doing something every single day, basketball, footy, in the morning, 6 a.m. at night, yeah, 9 p.m. like. And they're working full-time as well. So for them to be able to do that, extremely grateful. And then just also, a couple of my mentors that I've met in the last two or so years, just to, just change your, my mindset, and probably just being open to trying new things. And
different things,
different things. Things that I probably wouldn't have even, thought of. But they're in the business world, so, and I'm in the sport world, but I think they definitely cross over.
Oh, 100%. 100%, yeah.
And definitely. So that probably they're my mentors and my family.
Cool. Couple of quick questions before we wrap it up, mate. What are your interests outside of football? Obviously, you said you love a lot of different sports and stuff. Is there anything else that you kind of get up to when you get a bit of downtime?
Yep.
I've got business interests. So I love, like, if I've got a day off or I've got time after, after footy, it's always doing something productive. Wasn't always like that. Used to, 18, 19-year-old playing footy, I'd finish it. My day off, I'd sleep into 12, 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
after footy, I'd just play FIFA 24/7, like literally not put down the controller. But yeah, as I've matured, I've learnt that, you know, there will be life after footy, and there can also be life during footy as well. So I've just created a new business in beach accessories at the moment, but it'll probably branch out a bit more with my best mate, and that's at it's called Cushion. So
doing that,
and then yeah, just a few other little ventures coming up soon as well. Which
is that currently like is that live?
Yeah, Cushion's live. So cool. Cushion went live in November, and we had a really good summer. And even crossing the worlds over, I used Christian Petrarca to come with me. And what we did was, anyone who bought a Cushion within 7 days in a certain period and in the Melbourne region, we delivered it to their house. So
awesome.
That was a pretty special.
100%, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty special. And then also crossing over for that as well, the AFLX had a seating area on the ground, and we actually supplied the AFL.
Oh, perfect.
With Cushion, so that was pretty cool.
Perfect, yeah. I'll grab the link off you after this and put the link. You've got a website, obviously.
Yeah, got a website.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'll put the link in the show notes for you guys. Yeah, you can check it out. And I was chatting to Tommy Mack last week, and I was mentioning that you guys are looking all right this season. What are your thoughts for the season ahead? Obviously, don't want to jinx yourself, but you reckon you're looking all right?
Yeah, definitely. Like, it's hard. Like, you can't really, say too much before it's happened here in Australia. It's not like that. But, we're as confident as ever. We've had a massive preseason. Goody's been a really, he's had so much impact on the group and, culturally as well, and on the relationship. So I think once we're closer as a group, we're able to, push towards success. And, I think we're going to be right up there this year, but we just have to win those close games.
Yeah. Awesome, mate. Well, really appreciate you coming on the show today. I'm sure the listeners have got a ton of value out of today. So thanks for coming on, man.
No, thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Awesome, guys. Make sure you hang around for this week's social media question of the week. I'll chat to you in a second. All right, guys. Hope you enjoyed that interview there with Tom. Now let's move on to this week's social media question of the week. And we're going to keep it on the theme of mindfulness and mindset. And that question is, I've mentioned a number of times in my daily email how part of my morning ritual, and we also spoke about it in the podcast, is meditation. I do 5 to 10 minutes of meditation every morning. And for people that have never done it before, the question I get often is, where should they start? So where I started is I downloaded the Headspace app. I did the 10-day trial or the 10-day introduction. And that was really good. Once I finished that, I felt like I was in a good groove, and that kind of got me in, I guess, the habit of meditating each day, because I didn't want to miss one of the days in that 10-day introduction, because they kind of progress as each day goes on. So that'd be my best recommendation on where you should start. Give that a go. Let me know how you go. And most of all, thanks heaps for tuning in to today's episode. It's been great getting, our numbers are growing each week in terms of how many people are listening to it, which is fantastic. Again, a big thanks to Tom for joining us on today's show. What I want you to do for me is, if you are listening to the podcast at the moment, in the next 30 minutes, take a screenshot of this episode and post it on your social media, whether it's on Snapchat, Instagram, Instagram stories, or even better, post the link to your Facebook or share it with a friend. Hope you have a fantastic week, guys. Look forward to chatting to you in next week's episode.